Okay, today's daf is Temura Daf Lamed. Temura Daf Lamed, as we are on Chaftes Mebeis, a bunch of lines up from the bottom. So we're talking about the machlokas between Rav and Levi. Rav and Levi, when certain relationships have the status of Esnan and some do not. So the machlokas was about Ishto Nida. Rav said that if a man pays his wife, Rachman al-Islan, to live with him when he's a Nida, so that does not have the status of Esnan, because that's not a Zona relationship. And Levi says it is, because it is a Toeva relationship. Afilu Ishto Nida, because that's enough to be called a Toeva. And the Gemara goes into, what does each one do with the other one's Pasuk? Levi, what does it with Zonas? He learns that Zona velo Zona. It only works from man to woman, not from woman to man. What does Rav do with Levi's Pasuk? That's what we're up to on the fourth medium line. On Chav Tassim Abbas. For Rav Hai Toeva Mayavilei, what does he do with that? Pasuk Mibayle Kida Abaya. He uses it for Abaya. So now we're about to have a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. To Amar Abaya. Abaya tells us, Zona Avot Ovedas Kochavim Etnena Usser. To be a couple of machlokos here, all connected. Abaya holds that a non-Jewish Zona, that's called an Esnan. And that would be Usser to the Mizbeach. My time, Aksiv Hacha, Toeva, Viksiv Hasam, Ki Kol Asher Yase, Mi Kol HaToevo So'il. Ma'ala Halon, Arayos, Shein Kedushin, Tov Simba, just like the later Pasuk in Vayikra is talking about Arayos, where there's no Tfisas Kedushin, that's described as Toeva there in the Pasuk, Sachanami. See here too, how do you define Esnan, in Kedushin Tov Simba, any relationship which does not have Tfisas Kedushin, that is defined as Toeva. So too, a Jew and a non-Jew, there is no Tfisas Kedushin there. It might not be called Erva, but, and that's why there's no Mamzerus, right, there's not Erva, the children are non-Jewish, but it is does not have Tfisas Kedushin, and that's enough for Abaya to be called Esnan. V'Kohen, continuing Abaya Shita, V'Kohen, Sheba Aleha, Ein loke alei mishum zona, and a kohen who lives with his woman is not loke mishum zona. We just learned this in mitzvah shir a couple of weeks ago, and that is there are three isur daraisas for a kohen hedyot. Kohen kadol has an extra one, but a kohen hedyot has zona, chalala, and grusha. Three women that a kohen hedyot is not allowed to live with. What does that mean? Live with full isur malchus is only with marriage and bia. That's the Shitas HaRambam. By all of the Isurei Kahuna, it's specifically Kiddushin and then Bia. One or the other does not get you Malkus. The only exception to the rule is Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Almana L'Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol lives with an Almana even without being married to her. He just says, it lives with her, so that's an Isur Malkus because it says, Lo Yechalel Zaro. So that's Chil Zaro with just a Maisa Bia. But all the other ones, the formulation is Lo Yikach. He shouldn't take them. Meaning, in terms of Kiddushin. But we assume Kiddushin itself is not Malkus just based on that. So that's why the Rambam formulates these in Isurei Bia as Isurei Kahuna in the context of marriage. That's the full Isur, and that's why to get Malkus. So that's one of the Isurim is Zona. Grusha, Chalal, and Zona. What is the halacha? What is this definition of a Zona? A woman who was Nivalala Pasola. A woman who was had bia with someone who she was not allowed to have bia with, so she becomes the halachic status of a zona. So the kohen that's ba on this woman says abaya is eino loke mishum zona. Why? My time at amakro lo yichalel zaro. It says lo yichalel zaro misha zaro miyuchas acharav, and therefore this state would only apply to children who are miyuchas. Don't be mechalel your zera, but if it's not your zera, these halachas don't apply. So misha zaro miyuchas acharav yatsa ovedes kochavim din zaro miyuchas acharav. That in this case, the children would follow the mother. The mother determines if they're Jewish or not, and therefore, Ein Zaram Yuchas Acharav will not be included. That's by Zona Ovedes Kochavim. This is continuing a Bayashita. Zona Yisraelis, a Jewish Zona. We'll see. This is talking about a woman who is not an erva to the man. Not an erva to the man. They're not married, but not an erva to the man. Esnena Mutter. That would not be called an Esnan. According to Abaya, Matam, why? Da Kiddushin Tov Sabayak, because they would be able to be Tvisas Kiddushin. V'Kohen Sheba Aleha, Lo Kebishim Zona. And a Kohen that lives with her, it gets Malkus, Da Mitaima, Da Zaram Yuchas Acharav. That is all Abaya. There's a big difference between a Jew and non-Jew in these halachas in terms of Tvisas, in terms of Esnan, and in terms of Malkus Mishum Zona. That's on the one hand. Let's finish and then we'll make a comment. For Rava Amar, no, Echazev Echazev Zana Asar. Even if it is a Kohen Sheba, right, I'm saying even by Yezona Yisraelis, right, against Abaya. Rabbi Atez Zona Yisraelis, that sent his mutter, but Rabbi Hol, that sent his Aser. Vakohen Abal Elohim Zona. And there's a status of Zona even by a Jew. My time, Yalfi Miadadi, because you learned them from each other. Ma Zona Yisraelis, Balav, Av Zona Venus Kochavim Balav. They're both in Isra Daraisa. Uma Estan Zona, Ovedes Kochavim Aser, Av Estan Zona Yisraelis Aser. Periods, that's a machlokas, Abai and Rava, but why did we bring this in? Because Rav uses the word Toeva to teach me like Abaya. Right? That's why the first lush word of Abaya is that Zonah is Kochavim, Ascend is Aser, because of the connection to Toeva. The Isser of Zona is a crucial issue, very halacha lamaisa, comes up in some tragic cases, and that is, let's say there is a Baal Tshuva Kohen, who's going out with who's married. But his wife might have had a prior history. Let's say there are two Baali Tshuvas that are going out. They want to get married. They come and she, you know, had a prior relationship. She says, I was Nivala to a Jew. And you don't know. There were no witnesses on it. Are you allowed to trust her? Because if she was Nivala to a Jew, to somebody who she could have gotten married to, then we paskin, she's not Nasi Zona. But if she was Nivala to a guy, if she was Nivala to someone who was to apostle, out there, even if it's a Jew, if it's an apostle Jew, whatever the status may be, so then she becomes a zona, and therefore she wouldn't be able to marry this Kohen. So these are very serious child. A convert has the status of a zona in halacha, and therefore a Kohen is not allowed to marry a convert. Even if, I once had the shaila, she converted when she was less than 3 years old. One of my balabatim had a friend who was Israeli Kohen who went off, but he met this girl in Hawaii. I remember it was years ago. And there was a shaila. So I remember at the time we were learning Maseches Kiddushin. And in Kiddushin there's a sheet of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai who says that a Gioris who was converted, Pchusi, Bas Gimel Shanim, then she's not considered a Zona. We don't paskin that way, though. That's the problem. So I don't know what happened in the end, but I remember talking about it. I said, no, this ain't Brera. Can't happen. But the poskim discussed this. What if there is sveikus? So many, many cases, poskim really try to find lakulas. Rav Sternbach here has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, back in his days in South Africa. Simon Shin Samach, he talks about, Kohen wrote to Lisa Baalas tshuva in Mutter. And she says that I'm not a psula, but even if she's not a psula, that doesn't mean she's automatically a zona. If she was Pani Habala Pnuya, as we'll see soon, we paskin, that it's not Nasa Zona. If she says, and so there are many cases discussed here. Here also he's Mako Lafika Nirlin is Daiti Shakoin Ze Imam Raloshi Kishik Shera Vishomeris Mitzvah Shine Menis Vituanis Babirish Lanival of Akum Shemosla. Some of the cases are like, well, this guy's not gonna he's a Baal Tshuva, so he might not find so many women that don't have a similar past as he does. They also bring that issue in. But again, he's Mekel here, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Yazor, that we should be making the right decisions. But again, there are many tshuvas. The Chassam Sofer has tshuvas, and Rav Moshe has tshuvas, a woman who went to Suren University, and also she says, do you go by rove boys at the university who are non-Jews? Do you go by rove people in the world? Do you go by rove Jews? Because you could assume a Jewish girl hung out with the Jewish guys. All very serious shilas. What? Why would he believe her in the first place? You don't know. She's not a psula. The question is, but she says, I was nivala to so-and-so. So she had a cheskas kashrus when she was born. Until she was a psula, she had a cheskas kashrus. So do we override that based on the fact that rove people in the world are psulim? So, right, most people are not Jewish. So, therefore,
she can incriminate herself? I mean,
she's not a psula, that's just the Messias. You don't need Adis for that. But he'll find that out. But again, these are very serious shilas in terms of the Isser of Zona, but that's the mitzvah in the Chinuch, and Reish Lamech Vav, and serious issues. Probably more common shilas than the other two shilas, which also come up. Grusha and Chalala also come up. Probably Zona comes up the most, and Grusha comes up the second most, and Chalala comes up, you know, how many times is a coin trying to marry a woman who was the product of a prior relationship where the Kohen lived with a Grusha or any of the other cases. Okay. Anyway, we continue. Says, that's my chokas vina bayan rava. So, meisvei, first wide line. Echad zona oved es kochavim. The echad zona Yisrael is as an asr tufti da abaya. It's a beferish brisa like against abaya. It says it's an esnan, right? Both asr, right? This is not one of the yalkagams. We don't pass on like abaya, right? So says the Gemara. Amar lecha abaya. So here we go. Girsa change. So what we're going to do is we're going to add in the bottom two lines on the amud into now. That's what the Vilna Gaon does. That's what we're going to do. Amar lecha abaya. Now skip down to the middle of the second to bottom line. Amar lecha abaya. So how does abaya answer this question? There's a brisa that says that all, even son of Edes Kochavim and Zoni Yisraelis, Esad is Aser. So second to bottom line. Kiktani ha ba'arayas she'in kedushin tofsin ba. No, that brisa where it says Zoni Yisraelis is Aser is talking about a woman who is an Iser Arayas on this man. And that's why, remember we said before, when we said before that Zoni Yisraelis does not create Esnan, that's a case where she's not an Erva to him. But Abaya would agree, if she's an Erva to him, that, and there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, that would be an Esnan. It says the Gemara of Akhtani Seifa, but in the Seifa of this Brisa it says, it gives examples. Almana the Kohen Galda, Gusha v'chalutza the Kohen Hedyot, Etznena Asur. Right, it gives examples of non-arayus where there is tvisas kiddushin. V'ha hani kiddushin tovsin bohen, and these do have tvisas kiddushin. So how could you give that answer? So now go back to where we were up to. Right now we're on the second wide line at the beginning. Hamani Rebbe Akiva hi. Okay, so Reb Abaye would have to say this price is according to Shitas Rebbe Akiva. De Amar ain kiddushin tovsin b'chayvei lavin. No, there's no tvisas kiddushin b'chayvei lavin. There's a machlokas and meseches yavamis. Machlokas, what's a mamzer, and when is there tvisas kiddushin? Rabbi Akiva holds there's no tvisas kiddushin, mechayv elavin. So according to him, these examples of Isuri Kahuna do not have tvisas kiddushin, and that's why Esan would be usher. But Abaye would say, but most other Tanam don't hold that way, and Esan would be mutter. V'hakamash malon, and we learn to call zona lo tafsi ba kiddushin, dum yada almana lo tafsi ba kiddushin, period. But that's the brisa would be only according to Rabbi Akiva. Ula Rava, according to Rava now, what does he do with his brisa? Maishna diktani kagon almana lo kohen gadol. Why does the brisa give that example of almana lo kohen gadol? According to Rav, it's all Aser anyway. So what do you have to give that example for? So, Dumya da Almana. No, the issue is that Esnan is compared to Almana the Kohen Gadol. In what way? Ma Almana lo laki adamasri ba. Just like an Almana is not going to get Malkus. Almana the Kohen Gadol, which if you remember, we just said a few minutes ago, is the only Iser that's a pure Iser Bia. According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, according to why? Because they say the other ones are formulated as lo yikach, and there's an iser kedushin with an iser bia, but this is a pure iser bia. So almana will not get malchus unless there was verbal hasra'a ad demasriba avzona. Also, to create this iser, it's only if there was verbal words avzona ad amri halacha, until he says here, this is for you. This is for you. It's not automatic, any relationship. It's only if he says halacha, that would create, in the case for surely of Zona Yisraelis, you have to have that verbal payment where he says, this is in lieu of your, or in return for your services to me. You have to say that. What's that coming to exclude? Lafuke mid Rabbi Elazar, going against Rabbi Elazar. Shita de Amma Rabbi Elazar Pani Abala Panuya Shalola Shemisha Sazazona. Rabbi Elazar says if just a single boy and girl get together and have a Mises Nus, not L'shem Ishus, but that's enough to create Zona. If a Pani and a Panuya, Aval Hecha de Zona Meika, we're going Lafuke. We're going Lafuke. That, in order for this to get the status of an Esnan, it has to be explicit, according to Rava, that this is payment for this. Right, it's payment for this. Otherwise, it might be called just a matana ba'alma. Aval hecha, dezona meikar achnami da'aser. But, says the Gemara, the diuk is that if this is an experienced, world-famous zona, and everybody knows, even if she's not married, and it's not an Isser Arayas on this person, on this Yisrael, that would also be aser. Right, Rava only requires the verbal explanation only if she is not an experienced world famous zona. But if she is, so it will be usher anyway. Let's just finish the sentence and then we'll mention something. So give lishta achrina, but I would skip these two lines. Hamani. So who is this According to Rabbi Lazar, who he to Amar Pani Abalat Pnuya Shlola Shemishas Azazona, right? That would be then Rabbi Lazar, who says Pani Abalat Pnuya even without Ishus Azazona. That could be this last line. E Rabbi Lazar Ma'arya Almana Nisni Pnuya. According to Rabbi Lazar, that if you want to put Rabbi Lazar in this last line of the Brisa, so what do you have to give the example of Amana L'Kohen Gadol? Any women, right? Pani and Pnuya. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's automatically Azazona. So Almana is Shriach. Now the Chiddush is Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Why? Sal Gadai Dachamina. Hoel Ubinyan Avhu Lo Nitzaru Kamash Malan. Tosfos is upset about the direction that this Liman is going in, but we're going to go with our Girsa. Almana L'Kohen Gadol is even bigger Chiddush than Padne Abala Pnuya. Why? Because it's not Mifurish. Sal Gadai Dachamina. Hoel Ubinyan Av. It just learned that from a Binyan Av. Rashi says on top, on the second line. Binyan avu inokat pnuya hava amina pnuya in deleka isura aval ko esnan shel isoha asura lo nitzar. I might have thought that dafka panavol pnuya, where there are no other issues involved except this act of amaisas nus, that's the only issue, so that's maybe what creates esnan. But if there's any other issue involved, so maybe the halacha is only that issue is created and not esnan. Right, not really a kimle b'drabamine, but a halacha of where the Torah says explicitly this is aser for this. So who says esnan could be included? Kamash malan. So that's what I would have thought according to Rabbi Lazar. If we would have given the example of pane abala pnuya, that's why it also has to give the halacha of amana l'kohen gadol to say even in a case that's aser for other reasons, it's still called an esnan. Period. Just one comment. You know, we had to go upside down here with the girsos and move two lines. You know. There's an interesting tshuva in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk lover. We have Arya Dov Frimmer, who was killed in World War II. Unbelievable, beautiful tshuvas. He has a tshuva. Now, it could be, it feels like, in Maseches Tzemura, we might have some extra lines, we might have some missing lines. There's Lashon Yerushalmis. Are you going to make a siyum on a Gemara that's missing some lines? You know, we know throughout history there's been some censorship on the Talmud. And we, Baruch Hashem, have gotten some of the lines back in Maseches Sanhedrin, had a couple of lines about Oso HaIsh and others. So he was asked the question, Simon Ayin Dalid, he asked the question, Binin Hashmatos Hatzanzura B'shas. How can you make a Siyam? Sudas Mitzvah, say Kaddish. You know, so how could you do that if you're missing some lines? Right? Maybe it was censored out. Maybe we're missing some lines. Here, Maseches Temura. You know, we're adding in some lines, Right, so out of that, I don't know if we've ever done that in the first 7 years, Baruch Hashem, of the Daf, taking two lines later on and put them earlier in our reading. So that's his shaila. He was asked by his Talmud, Rabbi Yona Shtensel. How do you make a siyum? So he brings an amazing raya. He says, let me explain the minog. Our minog, you know, there are those out there that make siyumim on Maseches Sanhedrin, even if they don't have the old versions or the new versions, where you have the extra lines in that we're able to do. So he said, he says, what's one of the sources of a siyum? Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Yechesim Abeis. There are a few gemaras, but this one. Tesi li, dechi chazina tserva me rabbanan, deshala mesechta, avinna yomatava le rabbanan. Right, one of the Amoraim said, tesi li, you know, he's patting himself on the back, that when one of the rabbanan finish a mesechta, I make them a yontif. He says, one second. Bimeha gemara, they weren't making siyumim on the gemara. Right, what are they quoting? The Amoraim are quoting, I used to make a siyum. What were they talking about? They were talking about mishnayos, and discussions about mishnayos. They weren't talking about Gemara because they were the Gemara. So you're going to tell me that if you're missing a line of the Gemara, you can't make a Siyum? They didn't have the Gemara and they were making Siyumim. Mevor lehedya, de mesechta shal mishnayis levad gam keim siyum mesechta. Aye, why don't we do that bizman hazeh? We don't make a Siyum on one mesechta of mishnayis bizman hazeh. He says, because nira debein antarti. You really need two elements. You need a unit and you need simcha. Those are the two ingredients. Number one, you have to finish a unit. Da'anan sahadi she'eno svaratzon mizeh adayin. You know, if you only did a Masechta Mishnayos, you know, it could be, and Rav Moshe writes Tshuvos about this, let's say if you have somebody who broke their teeth, and it took them 6 months to learn a Masechta Mishnayos in a Chinami. Maybe there would be a Siyum for somebody who's there learning Mishnayos is like anybody else is learning Gemara. It could be, right, the famous story of Rav Moshe that somebody made a Siyum on a one blot of Gemara. Or the story that Rabbi Fran told over about the boxer in Last Siyum Hashas. Right? So, that was a unit, and that was the simcha there. But in general, a Siyum Mishnayos, especially if somebody wants to use it as a kula, that, oh, yeah, I'm really happy. You know, Siyum Bechor, Tainus Bechoris is coming up. I'm really happy, Rabbi, with this Masechta Mishnayos. You know, it's a fake. Right? So, but it's, that's what he says. Kivin Shiyadua Ba'atzmo, Shechaslo Adayin HaGemara HaMasechta. If you know you didn't do the Gemara, how can you have simcha? And he quotes other rise to that, and that's why he says, the calls there, but when do you have the simchas? Let's talk about this. You did the entire Masechta Sanhedrin. You're missing three lines that you don't even know that you're missing. So he says, of course you can make a siyum on that. You're not lacking any simcha, and it is a complete unit. This is the unit that we have. Bizman hazeh, masha'enki, b'masha'chasar adi asanzer, ve'eno masik eitzel shum ben Torah kimat, rak l'miyuta d'miyuta, v'ein margish ba'atzmo she'chasar lo ma'uma la'shlam asa masechta, kivan she'ein shum ben Torah lo moze. Ain't derech shum etor lemoze v'gamu enu asil lelomda v'ein zem moneh asim chasov afakas resono v'kivin sheish lo simcha shal mitzvah shleima shalub yotzi yedei chavasa b'siyem masechta shal mishayis levad k'mo shalei b'mei ha-gemara terem shesidru rabbeinu v'rashi. Beautiful. And then he quotes a different version. He quotes, maybe it's not considered a lack today, it's not shir b'kinyano, he quotes Gemara from Gittin, but then he quotes in the last paragraph, beautiful, milvadze chelki amra nafshi. Let me quote another point, and that is, if this was really part of the Masechta, an integral part of the Masechta, Siyata Deshmaya would have had it that it wasn't left out for all these hundreds of years. That's a great line. The Imhaya Shaychus Lamamarim Elu Be'etzem Laha Masechta Lohaya Shlita Lasanzer Lohotzia Misham. Kemoshe Tiktanu Atora Lotichachach Mi Pizarro. Achshu Kain Shakasa Bepiot Laparsha Zachar. For those who say Yotros on Parsha Zachar. Roshem Bazes Sefer. Betoro Benevimu Buxuvim Lahechafer. Lehimachos Mi Sefer. Velo Yikasev Im Kol Hakasov Lachayim Basefer. Kain Bazer Haya Nesivamina Shamayim. Shehe Nimcha Zechrono Mi Sefer. And he continues. That's what they say about the Meiri, right? Why was the Meiri gone out of the Masorah for 500 years? It was only found in the earlier in the 20th century, right? They didn't have the Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't have the Meiris, except what he found in the Shidim Kubetzes. They didn't have the Meiri for 500 years. The Shulchan Aruch didn't have a Meiri to paskin from in the Shulchan Aruch to add up all the Shitas of the Rishonim. So for some reason, Hashgacha had it that the Meiri wasn't going to be involved in determining the Pesach Halacha L'Maisa of Klal Yisrael. So that was for whatever reason. So here too, he says the Eretz Tzvi says that it must be Hashgacha for some reason these lines were left out, but you can't consider that a chisarin. So Bez Hashem, next Tuesday, Bez Hashem, everybody can feel comfortable making a siyum on Maseches Temura, Bez Hashem, and not worry about missing some lines, adding in extra lines, and get used to it, because Croesus as well has many gearsology issues that we're going to have to work on. Okay, look, because the Rishonim we don't have Rishonim on these Masechtas. We don't appreciate, now we have to repeat, we appreciate all the other six Sedarim, because we have Rishonim, but we don't have Rishonim on Temura and Croesus and Me'ila. That's why there are all these Girsa issues, because they didn't work it out for us. Okay, bite. Same thing with the Yerushalmis, by the way, as well. Says the Gemara, Ha'omel ha'chaveiro ha'lachat le'zeh v'chulu. So, we just spent a lot of time on Amud Beis, please. So, somebody says to their friend, ha'lachat le'zeh. Remember the machlokas we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, not only is there an esnan by two people that are involved, but if somebody says, here, take this tleh and have your shifcha live with my eved. So that's a machlokas, whether that has the status of esnan or not. Pashtus, we're talking about two quasi-Jews, shifcha kananis, and an Eved Kenani. That's what we think we're talking about. So says the Gemara, V'hashifcha le'Eved Mishrashayah. What are we talking about? Two Kenanims? They're mutter to each other. So what's the issue of Esnan? What's the issue? They're mutter. So Amar Rav Huna etzlo kamar. Really, the Gemara, Mishnah doesn't mean what it means. What it says. Really, the Mishnah means, here, take this tleh so I can live with your shifcha. That's what it means. I v'ha diktani eved lishna ma'al yakamar. So Mishnah doesn't want to say it b'feirish. Ihachi. If it's talking about a real case, a regular case of Esther, my time at the Rebbe. So why would Rebbe or Rebbe Meir, whatever the Gersa is, why would that opinion say it's not called an Esnan? Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, la'olam avdi. You're right. Really, it's talking about a real Eved. V'chiktani be'eved ivri. It's an Eved ivri. Meaning it is, take this tleh for your Shifcha Kananis to live with my Eved Ivri. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, my time of the Rabbanon. So why did the Rabbanon say in that case it is an Esnan? Shifcha Levet Ivri Mishrashaya. We discussed that a few days ago. And that's one of the amazing heterim the Torah gives. An Eved Ivri is allowed to be with a Shifcha Kananis. So, right, as we had before, we said that from the Ramban, Kinyan Isser. The Kinyan Isser that's involved in Eved Ivri and Shifcha Kananis. So that's why it's mutter, and that's why, if you remember, the Ritva said it has to be that there's no difference between Machruhu Atzmo and Machruhu Bezdin because of the Kinyan Isser, and the only difference is whether it can be forced on the Eved. But it has to be mutter for both. It's because of the Kinyan Isser that the Bailam has in the Eved. So the Gemara answers, Hachav Mayaskina could go to Lesla Ishu Banim. Right, the case is where he's not married going into the Eved Ivri relationship. It's a Beferish Pasuk in Mishpatim, Titania, as the Bryce explains that Pasuk, Ein Lo Ishu Banim, Ein Rabba, Mosu Lo Shafcha Kananis. If he's not married with children beforehand, so then the Rav is not allowed to give him. Yesh Lo Ishu Banim, Rabba, Mosu Lo Shafcha Kananis. And if he is, then the Rav is allowed to. I mentioned it outside, but today, I remembered it beforehand, so I brought it in. Rav Sternbach explains what the Svar for that is. You would think, if he's not married, give him. If he is married, you can't give him. If he is married, you can. So if Sternbach writes there, in Tam Badas, Nira Lomer V'tam Adabar, Ki Mi Shekfar HaYonasa Yisraelis, Yada Lahavchin, Bein Chayei HaMishpacha, She'im Ha'isha Yisraelis, L'Bein Megura V'n HaShivcha Kananis. You know what a real marriage is. So then there's no danger of giving him a Shivcha Kananis. Ava Misha Adayin Lo Hayo Yishu Banim. If he gives her a Shivcha Kananis, he's going to think, this is what marriage is all about. Ki Adayin Lo Lama Lahakiris Kvoda V'tam HaShal Mishpacha Yisraelis, and he won't realize what a real relationship is. I didn't mention it a couple of days ago when we mentioned it's just related to this Ritva and Ramban that I just mentioned, the concept of a Shifcha Kanan as being mutter to an Eved Ivri. So the Ritva and the Ramban and the Chachmei Sfarad all say it must be that it's mutter for everybody, because why else would it be allowed for one type of Eved Ivri than another type? It's Mamish and Issa Daraisa. So it must be because of the Kenyan Isser Shabo, and therefore both are mutter. If you look at the Rambam, we should have mentioned this then, but the Rambam is an important shita where the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei B'yah says, you know why it's mutter for an Eved Ivri to marry Shifcha Kananis? Because an Isser Shifcha to a Jew is an Isser Zerabanan. The whole Isser of Shifcha to start is Isser Rabanan. And therefore, Mebela, that Isser Zerabanan is waived. It says in the Torah, he can marry Shifcha Kananis. Why? Because it's Mutu Daraisa. It's an amazing sheet of the Rambam. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. Vahaba ala Shifcha makin oso makas mardus midirei sofrim. Shaharei. What's the raya that is Drabanan? Turns everything on his head. Shaharei mefurish bat Torah. Shahado nosein Shifcha Kananis la'abdo ha'ivri. Vihimu teres lo shenemar madonna v'itein lo'isha. The Rambam can't fathom that an Eved Ivri, who is a full Jew, an Eved Ivri is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Only an Eved Kanani is chayv and misses like an Isha. An Eved Ivri is a full Jew. The Rambam cannot fathom that he can marry somebody that a Jew cannot marry. Why is it so hard for the Rambam? There are people who can only marry certain other people, a Mamzer, a Mamzeres, a Giores, a Kohen, a Yisrael. But the Rambam can't fathom that an Eved Ivri would be able to marry a Shifcha Kananis if it was Asur Daraisa for other Jews. So that's the Rambam. So that's very different than the Chachmei Sfarad. The Rambam thinks that this is an Isser de Rabbanan. V'lo gadru chachamim b'davar zeh, v'lo chiva Torah malchus b'shivcha elam kein aysa nechrefes l'ish. Right, a Shifcha Charufa, that's a separate halacha. And then he says, al yei avon zeh kal b'einecha mipnei she'ein bo malchus. Don't think this is such a kal avera just because it's an Isser de Rabbanan. So she'ein bo malchus min haTorah shegam ze gorim leben lasur meacharei Hashem shaben min haShivcha eved ve'eino miYisrael v'nimsa gorim lezera hakodesh lehischalel v'liyosam avadim. So it's fascinating. The Rambam is so strong about this Isser, but he can't say that it's he's not going to say it like the other Rishonim. Harei Unkelus haMetargim. He quotes Unkelus in Mishnah Torah. Hari Unkelus haMetargim kol al b'ilas eved v'shivcha b'chlal lo yia kodesh lo siya kadesha. He doesn't even hold that way. It's unbelievable. He says, you want to see how chamor it is? Some other Rishonim hold that it's Asa Daraisa. He quotes Unkelus. He says, Unkelus puts this in kadesha. I don't. the Rambam is saying. But the fact that somebody else does, you know, shows that it's chamer. Unbelievable. Isurei bia perak yud beis, halacha yud alf, yud beis and yud gimel. I don't know how many times the Rambam quotes uncleus. But there it is. Right there, the Rambam quotes uncleus. So Rashi doesn't only quote uncleus, so does the Rambam. Okay, we continue. How come Rebbe says that it is, that is not Esnan? Why wouldn't he say it's Esnan in the case? It's a different type of Isser if it's, you know, Ein lo Yishu Banim. If it's not as strong of a, it's not Toeva, it's not Zona, it's not any of those. It would be Usser, but it wouldn't be in the category of that. There's a lot more to talk about here about Shifcha Kananis, but we will move on. Vezeo Mechir Kelev. So that was all about Esnan Zona. What about Mechir Kelev? That was the other Isser in the Torah, that's Daraisa, that you cannot bring as a carbon. What's something you substitute for a dog? Ha'omer l'chaveiro, holot tlezet takas kelev. Here, I'll trade you a sheep for a dog. That's obviously, explicitly. What happens if you change five sheep for a dog? I'll pay you five sheep for a dog. The Ravaz has that suffix. Right? Maybe it's like our case, right? We said before, if you give five sheep for payment, right, to a zona, that, they're all labeled. So here two, maybe two. Also, if you have two partners that have, let's say, 20 animals, one of them took 10 sheep and one of them took 9 sheep and the dog. What's the halacha? All of the ones that are the one who got 10 sheep, all those 10 sheep are usher for to be and bring as a carbon. Because all of those, or any of those, might have been the one that was parallel to, you take the dog and I'll take the sheep. So all those are called mechir kelev. The she'ima kelev mutter, but the other 9 that are on the side of the dog, they're all mutter. Because those weren't parallel. Esnan kakelev, u'mechir zona, harei ilu mutarin. The opposites, though, are mutter. Let's say, what is esnan kakelev? If somebody pays someone to, rachman al-islan, live with their dog. That's Esnan Kelev. U'mechir zona. You buy a zona for a shivcha. So that money is mechir zona. So all of that, that's not. You could use that money to buy a carbon, and you could use the Esnan of the Kelev. Shneemar, shnehem, velo arba. It says gam shnehem in the pasuk in Kiseisei. So we darshin, these two are not four. Vladosei en mutarin. But the vlados of these usher animals are mutter because of a special pasuk. Hain velo vladosei. And again, hain, it says, and meaning their vlados are mutter. Period. Tan Rabbanan. Mechir kelev, zeo chalifi kelev. Mechir kelev means a substitute for a dog. V'cheinu omer, timkar amcha b'lo hon. You sold your nation with it, but not for riches. V'lo ribisa b'mechireyem. You didn't go up in their exchange, in their substitute. So therefore you see the word mechir means to be exchanged in substitutes. Ema esnan. Again, we got the bach here. Ema esnan mamish. Right? Maybe it replies, maybe it all the cases of Esnan would be included. Im kain, have tzlasa, fixiv gam shneihem below shlosha. You can't say it includes even the case of Esnan Kelev, because then there would be three. There would be Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev and Esnan Kelev. So that's why you can't say that is included. Says the Gemara, skipping the parentheses now, mi kamrinan anan Esnan u'mechir, Esnan velo mechir kamrinam. No, the suggestion is maybe it should be Esnan, right, take out Mechir Kelev, and just have Esnan Kelev. MK, Nima Krolo, Savi Esnan, Zona Vikelev. If it's all just about Esnan, just say Esnan Zona Vikelev. Midachsiv Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev, Shma Mino. It must mean that there is something about Mechir Kelev that's going to be Usser, so therefore only those two are Usser and not the opposites. Period. Hashutfin Shechalku, Echa Nota Vachulu, so they split it up. You have 10 and 10, so the 10 that are opposite the dog are all Usser. Says the Gemara, Nefechada lahadika bavanikula lishteru. Why don't you just take one out from the 10 and say this one was the one that was parallel to the dog and the others are all mutter? Answer, Hach maeskinik on the tuffy dme kelev michad minayu. No, the dog is worth more than any one of the sheep. So even if you take one out, there's more value that applies to one of the other dogs. Or all the other dogs. V'hayti funa the sheep. V'hayti funa the kelev shadi b'kulu. And that extra goes to all of them. The Chazanish just leaves it b'tzara chiyan. Why can't you just take out two then? Take out two, which definitely cover. And therefore the other eight would be mutter. Tzara chiyan. Why the extra has to be spread across all the sheep. There is a huge discussion. We can spend the rest of the shiur, or more than the rest of the shiur, on this. That's Tosis. We've quoted this Tosis before. Tosis in Tzmurat Daf Lamed. Tosfos says, what's the Gemara talking about? These 10 are all usher. So we say, take one out. What's the possibility? And we paskin. If the dog is not worth more than one of the sheep, so then just take one sheep out. Beautiful. And the other 9 are mutter. So why don't you say that about every case of Isser Beheter Taroves? You have a case of Isser Beheter, take one out, this is the Usser one, and everything else is Mutter. The whole concept of Isser Taroves would be thrown out the window. And you want to say, says Tosfos, this is only according to the Man D'Amar that holds Yesh Breira, that, as we know, once something occurs in the future, you're allowed to see the roots of that in the past. So fine, I have a question, according to that opinion, according to the Mandabar, Yesh Breira, which there are many Shitas in the Tanam, Amarav, and Rishon, in the Paskin that way, so why don't you say, there will never be a case of Isser Behetra, that's Usser. Just take out the Isser, assuming that it's Lach Balach, I guess, it's Franks, if it's soup, you can't take out the Isser. So why don't you just take out the Isser, and it's all Mutter? Tosas Bam Kasha, which you know there's an answer to. Answers Tosfos. It's a very logical answer, but you have to give the answer. Answers Tosfos on the last skinny line in Tosfos. In Tosfos v'idach, the Omer Mori Harav, Klal Gadol b'din zeh. Let me tell you, Yisod Gadol. This is huge. This is so important. And you can't learn Maseches Tumura without doing this Tosfos. Devadai. Kol Dabar Shehovar Isser Mitchila. V'yakach L'sarei V'heter Lo Samchinen Abreira. No. Says Tosfos, if you have something that's Usser that gets mixed in, you can't just take it out if you don't recognize what it is. It already had the status of Isser before it got mixed in. You know why here it works? Because it never had a status Me'ikara. Oh, one of them was Usser and it got mixed in? No. You split up the dogs and the sheep. The 10 sheep, not one of them wasn't labeled as the Mechir Kela beforehand. You don't know. So according to Mandama, Yish Breira, you can choose. And in a chenami, you could choose in that case. But in a case where avohani tarubosan behetzer ki isser lohi mevurah kodem tarubosu ulachat roes nova de isser asam chinan abreira. That is an important Tosfos. The Rishonim discuss it. But Tosfos the Yisod is if it wasn't nasar until it went into the taroves. So then, according to the Mandamar Yesh Breira, you can define one as being the one that was asser and take it out. According to the Mandabar Yesh Breira, there's a Ritfin Meseches Yuma on Daf Nun Hey that doesn't like this Tosfos. He says, no, there are examples in Shas where even after something gets mixed in and it's Nasar, it still should be Usser and it answers the whole mixture. But this is the beginning. At least Tosfos is the beginning of a very important discussion in terms of Ta'aroves. Okay. There's a lot more here, but we have to continue. Says the Gemara now. Esnan Kelev Umechir Zona Mutter V'chulu. Bottom line, Amar le Rava mi parzikal Ravashi, mino hamilta damar rabban on ein znus lebehemos. How do I know what the rabbanan say? There's no zus to a behema. What does that mean? The Mishnah says there's no such thing as an esnan behema. If a person pays Rachman al Islam to commit bestiality with an animal and he pays for it, that payment, let's say he pays with a sheep, that sheep is mutter legabe hamizbeach. It doesn't have the status of an esnan. Ein znus lebehemos. What does that mean? Znus lebehemos. The formulation of the Ritva in Yevamos is. I wrote it here. The formulation is v'lo chashiva biaso le'inyim psul yuchsin ela kamukat eitz ba'alma. It's like a person gets injured in that area. V'yavo bishish biaso chiyamisa. I mean, ein znus lebehema, but you're chay misa for it. The ein znus lebehema regarding halachas that come out of the bia. But the fact that there was a bia, a maisa bia, and your chai misa for it, that obviously there is. But how do you know? So ezos lebehem, and therefore it wouldn't be esnan. Im amalei, lo nishmot kro lichtov esnan zona the kelev. Because then it would have said it. It would have said esnan kelev, but it doesn't. It says esnan zona and mechir kelev, and therefore you know it is, doesn't have the status of esnan. Tani nami hachi, minayin le esnan kelev u mechir zona shemutarin. How do I know that esnan zona mechir kelev is mutter? Esnan kelev u mechir zona is mutter shneemar beis velo dalid. Because it says, like we said before, shneihem and not four. Vlodosehen mutarin, shneemar gam shneihem heim vlom vlodosehen. Period. One other ha'ara, and this is also in that same Ritva and Yevamos. I think we discussed this a little bit yesterday. What do you need a pasuk for to exclude Esnan Kelev? Why don't you just say, he's Chayav Misa and his Kimle B'Drabamine? He's going to get Chay Misa for it. So of course he doesn't have to pay. That's his Shaila. Tabak laid the Kimle B'Drabamine, Miftam and Etashlumin. The Yesh Lo Marsi, he says, no. That Gemar Baba Kama Dafayin that we mentioned yesterday. The case was Esnan Zona Asra Torah Va'afilu Ba'al Imo. That's what it said. We had a machlokas. Does that mean it just has the status of asnan, or you mamish have to give it because it says es chayvus midas? But at least it has the status of asnan. Kimlei does not wipe out the status of an item if he decides to pay. It's still called asnan. He's pater from paying, possibly, according to Rov Rishonim, because he's chayav misa. But if he decides to pay, it still has the status of asnan, and therefore you need the pasuk to exclude it to say that it's not asur lagabi hamizbeach. Good. Omar Rava, Vlad Hanir Ba'as, Asura, He Uvlad Hanir Ba'u. Rava holds, if you have a pregnant animal that a person lives with, so then the animal and the baby are considered nirba because they both took part in the act. But He Uvlad Hanir Ba'u. Vlad Hanogachas, Asura, He Uvlad Hanachu. If a pregnant animal gored, so also they both took part in the act. Vlad muksa v'nevan mutter. But the vlad of a muksa and a nevan are mutter, my taima. Why? Because we assume li'ime akse li'ime palchila. You only designated and worshipped the mother. You didn't have in mind the daughter, and therefore, or the child, so therefore, the child would be mutter. Ika da amre, or vlad muksa v'nevan asr. Or do you say they're both asr? My taima, t'nichale b'nifche. I like, if I'm worshipping an avodah zara animal, so I like it fat. And therefore, the pregnancy makes it more plump and wonderful for the gods. And therefore, I'm happy with it. So I also worship that. Period. Amar v'aktavoi barami amarav hamakadish beperah shor haniskal. If somebody takes the dung of a shor haniskal and is makadish with it, not that this ever happened or should happen, but what's the mitzias, right? This is a litmus test to tell us exactly what is the status, when is something considered part of an animal and when isn't it. So if somebody's bakadish with the parish of a shor haniskal is asur bahana'a. So if somebody's bakadish with the parish of the shor haniskal, mikudashes. That's mikudashes because we assume it's not part of the shor haniskal. But parish egle avodah zara ainu mikudashes. But the parish of an avodah zara cow doesn't work. My time, oh, they're both asur bahana. Iba yisema krav, iba yisema svara. Iba yisema svara, if you want to say this logic, nichale gabi avodah zara benifchei. But an avodah zara, person is happy when it's fatter. It's more cow to worship. Gabi shor haniskal lo nichale benifchei. But a shor haniskal doesn't really care. His animal has to die. So therefore, he doesn't care whether it's a fat. Maybe it even doesn't want a fat because it's more painful for him. Yibai yisei makra, or the pasuk says, "Gabi avodas kochavim ksiv v'hayisa cheirem kamohu." It says you have to make it a cheirem off limits to you. Kol sha'ata mehayem imenu harehu kamohu. Anything that comes from it, including the dung, so that's like it, and it's also aser. Gabi shor haniskal ksiv lo ye'achel es bisaro aser pirsho mutter. Again, this was talking about the dung was inside the animal when you did what you had to do with it, when it became a shor haniskal. So that's the question. We're talking about babies inside animals. We're talking about waste inside animals. Are you mechalik between uterus and intestines? Right? That's the issue. Do you go by a natural connection? And you could say svara both directions. The waste of an animal, so that might be more connected to the animal because this was from nutrients that the animal actually ate for itself. But now it's in a state of being disgusting and it's going to exit the animal. A baby was never really part of the animal. It wasn't nutrients given for the animal itself, but it's more, right, because it's there, something that is wanted. But anyway, there is lumdus there underneath as well. Okay, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Nosan lama'os hare ilu mutarin, if he gives her money instead of giving her an animal, so that money is mutter. You could use that money to buy a karban, right? Because it's not lit, that the status of esna doesn't transfer from money to the karban, and you can buy a karban with it. Yeno shmanu muslasos, but if he gives her wine, oil, or flour, v'choldarvah shekayotzi bokar v'gabi ha-mizbeach, anything that could directly be used for a karban, mincha v'chulu aser, that's aser. Nosan lo mukdashin hareilu mutarin. If he gives her a karban that he had just designated 3 days before, right, somebody who is being makdash karbanis and living with zonis. Right, that's what we're talking about here. He gives her a karban, hare elu mutarin. He does not have the power to make that into esnan. It's already a karban. Right, you could say it's not his. Ophos, birds, hare elu asurin. If he gives her birds, they're asur. Why? Rashi says here, let's do Rashi for a second. Rashi gives her ophos chulin. Why they're usser? Why do we have to say that explicitly? Shahaya bedin ma im hamukdashin shahamum posel bahen enes anu mechir chalalehen. If by mukdashin a carbon, where mum passels by a carbon, and yet esan mechir can be chalalem once it's a carbon. So oaf she'ena mum posel bo, an oaf which mum it doesn't passel, ain't right only mechusar ever ain't din shelo ye esan mechir chalalav. So surely it should esan mechir shouldn't be chal on birds. Tamalomar it does lachol neder. That's why the Mishnah has to tell me explicitly that it's chal on an oaf. Just a fascinating, just to mention here, the Rambam for some reason argues on Rashi. The Rambam says that we're talking about here is ofos mukdashim. Ofos mukdashim in this case, not ofos chulin. And it's very difficult to have, and the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Ofos mukdashim, that's the previous line. You wouldn't have to tell us that. And the Ravid just notes, lo kein anu mukubalin. We don't have such a Misora. It's the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't understand why the Ravid is so calm here. He usually screams at the Rambam. And here he says, Lo keinanu mukubalin. He says, Ani tam ala Ravid, Heichi shavke l'ragzanuse, Shelo kasav kederach hasaga, V'hi kushya chazaka, She'iyef shalomar. Continues. I don't know why, he said the Ravid screams all the time. I don't know why the Ravid is so calm. Maybe he was so calm. It's an amazing Kesef Mishnah. Yisurim Mizbeach Dalit Tezvav. Why doesn't the Ravid scream more? Okay, continue the Mishnah. Kol Hasur L'Gabi HaMizbeach V'Odosei En Mutarin. Anything that's Hasur L'Gabi HaMizbeach, their babies are Mutar. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, V'Lad Shreifa L'Yikar V'Gabi HaMizbeach. V'Lad Shreifa Shnap Yikar V'Gabi HaMizbeach. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Even though the mother's a Shreifa, the baby's not a Shreifa, still it's Hasur. Rebbe Chanina Ben Etigonus Omer, K'sheira She'yankam Ben HaShreifa P'sulam HaGabi HaMizbeach. A K'sheira that nursed, suckled from a treif animal, usser, l'gabi hamizbeach, because now she has, that animal has treif milk in her. Interesting. Kol hakachim shenasu treifa ein poden osam, any kachim that became treifa, she's not allowed to redeem them, she ein poden as hakachim l'achilin l'klavim, because we are not poda kachim to be feed them to klavim. And here, a treifa would have to give it to your dog, and therefore we don't do that, you just have to wait till it dies and then bury it. Period. Tana rabbanon. Huge topic coming up, but hopefully we'll have the Ian Shear about it next week. Nasan lachitim vasan solas. Zeisim vasan shem and anavim vasan yayin. What happened if he gives her as an esnan raw materials and then she is mishana? This is the huge sugya of shinoi. It applies by gezel, it applies by esnan. So if he gives her items and she is mishana, tani chada asurim etani iduch mutarin, machlokes, Asur mutter, Amr of Yosef Tani Gurion de Minis Parak, Beshame Osrin and Beshilamatirin. It's a machloket Beshame Beshilel. Why Beshame is Osrin? Because he does not hold of Shinoi, it seems, and Beshil does hold of Shinoi by Gezel and by Asnan. Ubeshilel Savri, Haim Velo Velodoseim, Haim Velo Shinoyehem, Beshame Savri, Haim Velo Velodoseim, Gam Lorabo Shinoyehem. Gam is an inclusive word. Ulo Beisilo Haksiv Gam. Beisilo also it says Gam, so what does he include? Gam la Beisilo Kasha. Gam according to Beisilo is Kasha. Look at Rashi and the Ramban, a la Torah, they talk about this line of, is there an answer for Beisilo? Period. Tan Rabbanan, Beis Hashem Alokecha. The Pasuk says that you can't bring Esnan to Beis Hashem Alokecha. Prat la Parashin Bala Bayis. You could use an Esnan if somebody gives a Paraduma for an Esnan, it's Mutter, because that is not brought as an Avod, as an avod in the Beis HaMikdash, Divrei Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim Omrim, L'Rabbo Tzitzar Rikuin. The Chachamim say, no, that's including, Beis HaShem Alokecha is including anything that goes into Beis HaShem Alokecha. If he gives gold, you can't use that gold to cover the Mizbeach, Rikuin. Man Chachamim, Amar Vchiz, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Hi, Detanya, Nasan Lazav, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Enosin Rikuin, Afilu Achori, Beis HaKaporis. You can't use that for the Achori Beis HaKaporis, which is Parshas Hashavua, right? Talking about Vayakav Bakude, the Beis HaKaporis. Period. Let's just do 2 more minutes. Nasan lo mukdashin hareilu mutarin. It says, if he gives her kachim, it's mutter. V'yu mukdashin esan ha-mechir chalalei mikal v'chomer. Why not? Maybe esan ha-mechir should be chal on kachim. Uma ofo shena mum posel bohen. Esan ha-mechir chalaleihem. Birds that don't have mum paseling. Esan ha-mechir is paseling. Right? It's the opposite of the Mishnah. Mukdashim sha mum posel bohem. Eino tin sha esan ha-mechir chalaleihem. So kachim, surely, if they have mumin that are pasal them, so as a mechir should also. No, excluding special Xeris HaKasev, that we exclude Karbanos from becoming Esnan and Zona. Esnan and Zona cannot become Karbanos, but a Karban cannot, it's not in your power to make it into an Esnan. So Gemara says, Taimet de Matinu Kra, it's only because the Torah excludes it. Halo Matinu Kra Hava Amina, Ki Yavla Mugdashan Chalem Esnanu Mechir. Without the pasuk, I would have said, if you give a Karban, it is labeled Esnan. V'Ala Mamonu, it's not yours. So how could you be able to give it anyway? It's not yours. Amar Rav Oshia, B'memana Al Pischa V'Rebihi. Oh, it's according to Rebbe and about Karban Pesach. Rebbe holds that by Karban Pesach, you could sell parts of your Karban Pesach for services. You don't want to be in my Karban Pesach? So pay me. So give me this, give me that. So in that case, it's his. For Rebbe, Titania, Vim Yimata Bais Mihios Mise. If somebody, if the Karban Pesach, the Pashas is, you don't have enough people in your house, you can add on people. But we darshan the words Mihios Mise, Hachayehu Mise. You can keep yourself alive by making money from this set. Mechdei achila v'lo mechdei mekach. The Tanakhama says only if you don't have food to eat. You can't just use it as a business venture. And Rebbe says, no, Rebbe Omer, af mechdei mekach. No, you could even use it for anything you want. Shim ein lo, if you don't have what you want, memana achir mimo apischo, v'yal chagigoso uma osav chulin. And you could do that. You could keep the money for anything you want. Shal manas kein, ikdishu yisro pischayim. Because al manas kein, this is b'nei Yisrael, we're makdish their pischayim, in order to be able to use it. That is shitas Rebbe. Period. Okay, two dots. We'll stop here. And by the Shem, we will continue as tomorrow we get into the seventh parak of Maseches Temura. And Hashem will continue next week as we get towards the end, the last parak. Seventh parak, by the way, there are seven parakim in Temura. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem on Shabbos, we start the final parak. Okay, we'll stop here.